Chapter 1. Tanisha. It was June, and it was only 8:45 and already hot outside. I had just parked my Dodge Stratus and began walking toward my job. I'd worked at the University of Alton Hospital for 10 years. We were associated with 10 other hospitals in our region. Alton was right in the middle of Center City in West Philadelphia. It was a small hospital that got a lot of traffic. This hospital treated everything from gunshot victims to people who were coming in for heart surgery. I was the billing coordinator, and my department made sure insurance companies approved and paid for services the hospital provided. I was a supervisor, but only supervised 3 people. The people in my department were all head cases. Miss Alberta was your nosy aunt who was in everyone's business. Jeremy was the playboy cousin who dated too much. And Reginald was your gay uncle who wasn't even trying to hide his lifestyle. And together, they were my work family who kept me entertained. I saw Reginald lighting up a cigarette as I entered the building. He had on brown broken glasses with white tape holding the middle together, tan high water pants, and a tan and black checkered shirt. "I thought you quit," I said as I tried to take his pack of Newports from his hand. "Tomorrow," he gagged while trying to laugh at himself, knowing tomorrow wasn't ever coming. I walked through the hospital and spoke to everyone I knew. I bumped into Jeremy. He was carrying a bunch of bags and coffee. I took one of the bags out of his hands.
"I brought you a raisin bagel with cream cheese. They didn't have any croissants.
I forgot to get jelly. I'll be right back."
"Thank you. Appreciated.
You must have known I didn't have time to stop this morning," I said as I took my breakfast from him. Jeremy was only 26 and had new episodes about another stupid woman he was dating every Monday morning. He consulted me about his failed relationships, but never took my good advice. He had dated 1 in 4 women in the hospital and their friends. He wasn't even that attractive and didn't make a lot of money either. I just didn't get it. I walked into our small office. There was just enough room for 4 cubicles. I approached my messy desk and said hello to Miss Alberta. I had pictures of my children from the beach, a clock radio blinking on 12 o'clock, and piles of paperwork from the week before on my desk. Through the clutter, I spotted a blue envelope. "What's this for?" I asked Alberta as I opened the envelope.
"They giving Jen a baby shower," Alberta said.
"Another baby shower? Why are we always taking up a collection for something? Baby showers, bridal showers, weddings, and funerals? I'm tired of this," I said aloud as I scanned the invitation.
"So you want to get her a gift on your own, or you want to get her one big gift from all of us?" Alberta asked.
"I'm not getting her anything. She used to get smart with me." "Please. She's married to a doctor, and now I'm supposed to give a portion of my check over to a rich woman?"
Reginald said as he entered the office smelling of cigarettes. I couldn't do anything but laugh.
"You're right, Reginald. But she's still our friend, right?" Alberta asked.
Reginald gave Alberta a look like, "Speak for yourself." I was on the borderline and couldn't comment. Jen was a freckle-faced redhead, kind of plump for a white girl, and not that cute, who got real lucky. I say she got lucky because she started in billing less than 1.5 years ago, and within 1 week of working, she met Dr. Schmidt. They were engaged in 3 months, and now she was married and pregnant. If you ask me, I think she had a plan from the very beginning. She came to work always dressed nice and never did any work. She probably only worked at the hospital so she could land herself a doctor husband. "We will get 1 big gift. Everybody give $20 and I'll get a bunch of things from the clearance rack in the children's place," I said.
"I'll let you know," Reginald said as he pushed his broken glasses back on his nose.
Jeremy entered the office with more bags. He took off his black messenger bag and passed out breakfast. Our day had officially begun.
"What'd you do this weekend, Jeremy?" Miss Alberta asked. "Argued with this chick's man?"